do a review in the Maimer, in Maimorim Melukat, Maimer 39, the 39 Maimer, in the back of the Maimorim, of Maimorim Melukat, they have those Maimorim that were not fully, or not Muga, they're Hanocha Bilti Muga. All the Maimorim are Muga from the Rebbe, they looked over. But this Maimer, and several other Maimorim at the end, were not fully Muga by the Rebbe. But it says here, so the Rebbe said this Maimer Haleluka Shirul Havaya, on Shabbos Parshas Matis Umasi, Mevorchem HaChodesh Menachem Ov, in the year Hey Tovshin Tez Zayin. And then the Rebbe, it says that the Maimer that the Rebbe said in Shabbos Parshas Matis Umasi, Shabbos Chodesh, Mevorchem HaChodesh Menachem Ov, is the Maimer Leyetze Ha'ish Lebesayif from the Rebbe Maharash in the year Tofresh Lamed Beis, with several changes. And the Rebbe added, and there's a beginning and an end. The middle is the Maimer Leyetze Ish Besayif. And the Rebbe, in connecting it to the Parsha, the Rebbe starts off with a question on the Parsha and brings an answer. And in the middle is the whole Maimer of Leyetze Ish Lebesayif and the Rebbe Maharash with some changes. But the opening and the end of the Maimer were looked over by the Rebbe. And that's why they published this together with Maimorim Mugoim, because part of it was Muga. And the language in that Maimer that they published of the Tofresh Lamed Beis, the Maimer that says, Diramaschi lo yetzo ish loy besayif in Tofresh Lamed Beis, that has been published separately in Hei Menachem of Toshin to Zayin, and then later on in the Sefer HaMaimorim of Tovresh Lamed Beis, on page Nun Beis, and that was added several, it says over there in the introduction, that there is Hoysofa, the several Marim Mekoymes, there are several references and notes from the Rebbe, and partially were quoted later on. So therefore, that's why they put in this Maimer over here. And we'll go the Maimer, we'll do step by step. This Maimer, the Rebbe first, basically the Maimer of the Rebbe Maharash, explains the various different weapons that the Mishnah counts over there in Shabbos. He explains each of the weapons in Avodas Hashem. What is the sword in the service of Hashem? What is the bow and arrow in the bow in the service of Hashem, and the shield and the stick, the olah and the remach and the spear, all the different inyonim, how we use them in the service of Hashem. And the Rebbe is going to start with the posuk of Halleluka Shiru La'Avaya Shir Chodosh. So over there it talks about a sword. It says in the Cherev Pifiyas Biyodom, and then it says Las Nekoma Bagoyim. That means the Rebbe's question is the first question is that this Pasuk in Tilim is talking about in the future the Osid Lovei. So if it's talking about Losid Lovei, why would there be a need to have swords over there? And the Rebbe also compares this to the time that the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. Over there it says V'chamushim, they also went out with weapons armed, as the Pasuk, as we teach it. And also with these five arms, as the Rebbe brings down, why would they need weapons over them? And the Rebbe explains, because weapons in the spiritual level, this is all explained in the inner meaning, not the literal, but in the inner meaning, when there is still ra, there is still negativity, evil by the person, he still needs to battle, he needs these weapons to be able to do the battles, as these weapons will be explained. But the Rebbe explains in Osid Lovei, there will be two periods in which one period there will still be needing these arm, these these weapons, but the come a time when v'chitzu charbosom le'itim, they will put their swords into plowsheds in which there would not going to be charb. As the Rebbe will explain in this maimer, we'll do step by step. P'siyaita d'shmaya Shabbos parshas matos amaser. Mevorach machodesh menachamov hey tovshin tazay. Anocha bilti mug. Halleluka. So this is the one of the halukas we say in. It's in the end of the Tillim, we say it in the davening. We say Shiru LaHashem Shir Chodosh Tehilosei Bikal Chasidim. So the pasuk is sing for Hashem a new song. His praise, Hashem's praise, is amongst Chasidim. So the Rebbe will bring down that this is talking about Hashem's praise Bikal Chasidim. This is talking about the future when Mashiach comes. That's when His praise is going to be. And that's why this is going to be a Shir Chodosh, not a Shir Chodosh. So this is going to be a song of La'osud Lover. But then the pasuk concludes with Chosim. The perek concludes. It says, Reimim Oiskel Bigreinom. They have the exaltness, the praise of Hashem in their throats. But V'cherev Pifi is Biyodom. A sword that has two mouths, both sides of sharpened of this sword, is in their hand. So, and later on, the pasuk will say further, the Bapsukim Shalachar Zeomavar Mayas Becherev Chulu, in the Psukim that follow, he explains, what are you going to do with this Cherev Pifi? Masis Nekoma Vagoyim Techech Malumim, to use the sword. So, we're saying here the song of the Hasidim, and then it says while we're saying while Reim is Kelbegreinam, and they'll have the sword in their hand, and they'll use the sword as said in the Psukim. So the Rebbe is going to ask that since we find in the Medrash Tehillim that this Perek Shir Chodosh Tilosi Bekal Hasidim is talking about the future to come, why would we need a sword when it says the Kitsu Charbisem Leitim, they will break the swords into plowsheds? Why would they need a sword? Hine Isa B'Medrash Tehillim B'Mekoymoi. The Medrash Tillim on this Pasik, in the end of Tillim, the Medrash on that Pasik, the Mizmer Zeh Medaber V'Losid Lovi. This Mizmer talks in the future to come. And this is what it says over there, that Mi Heim HaChasidim, who are these Chasidim? It says, Tilosi Bikhal Chasidim. Who is the community of Chasidim? It says, Eilu Yisrael. These are the Yidin. The Yidin are the Chasidim. Kol zman sheroyim es hakodesh baruch hu, heim nasim chasidim chulu. As long, any time they see Hashem, they become chasidim. And we see, v'amru ra'u b'yam, when they saw the Yidden were on the sea, and they saw Hashem, nasu chasidim. They became chasidim then. Ve'amru shiro, and they said, song to Hashem, shenemar oz yoshir chulu. So they are chasidim, they become chasidim, they see Hashem, and they say shiro. Ukshayiru eisei leilom habo, and when the Yidden will see Hashem in the future to come, in the world to come, heim nasim chasidim, they'll also become chasidim. And what's the proof? Shenemar, Tihilose Bikal Chasidim, that Hashem's praise is in the community of Chasidim. That means that the Yidden see the Eibishter in the future to come, and that's when they say His praise, Bikal Chasidim. So you see clearly from the Medrash that when the Pasuk is talking about Tihilose Bikal Chasidim, we're talking about Losid Love. That's it, said the Medrash. V'chein Isa B'Mechilta. And likewise, we find in the Mechilta, and also in the Yalkut, Parshas B'Shalach, in the portion of B'Shalach. So Vadir also says, the Shir Zehu Lo'asi Lovei, that this is a song for the future to come, not present. So the Rebbe is heading, you have all these proof that this is actually talking about the future to come, and then they'll still have swords. Why do they need a sword? That's what Rebbe is proving from this. Now, the Medrash that brings the proof that this is talking about Tilosi Bikal Chasidim, it's talking about. So we have the Medrash Rab. Over there it says, how do we know this pasuk is talking? Because it says Shir Chodosh in a masculine way. Not Shiro Chodosh, but Shir Chodosh. It says, V'lochin Oimer, that's why the pasuk says Shir Chodosh Loshon Zohar. That's why it says Shir Chodosh in a masculine way. Kol Mokim Nema Shir Chodosh Loshon Nekeva. In all places it says Shir Chodosh, which is a feminine language. Why is it here a masculine? Why is it Shir Chodosh? Further, V'afilu Begulas Mitzrayim, even in redemption of Mitzrayim, which was the first and the main, the beginning of all the redemptions, and when the Yidden experienced that, Omer, Hashira Hazois Loshen Ekeva. The Yidden's thing, it says, Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, as Hashira Hazois, they sang by the Yamsuf, they sang the by the Tzis Mitzrayim, they said the Shiro Hazois in a feminine language. So, why does the Taka say Shir Chod Nadon? So he says, this is explained, Kudumavur Bishirashir Mirabo, Alaposuk Shchoyra Anivinova, as explained in Shirar, in the Medra Shirashir Mirabo, that Shchoyra Anivinova. So, the Gemara says that Nekeva takes a tenth, a woman, after the father passes away, so from the estate, from the assets of the deceased, of the father, the women, the girls are entitled, the women are entitled to take a tenth of the assets so they can support themselves, get married, etc. But the bottom line is, Nekeva zu neitelis isu neschosim chulu, that this Nekeva take a tenth of the assets. Kach, Yorshu Yisroel, the Yidden inherited, was like a Nekeva at the time. Eretz Zayin Amomin, they inherited the land of seven nations. Shehu Isur Ayin Umes Chulu. It's a tenth of the 70 nations. Seven is a tenth. And therefore, because they only got like a Nekeva, Amru Shira, the song that they said was Belosh Nekeva Chulu. Shene Amar Chulu, as the post says, Hashira Zoyis Lashem. So that's why it's a feminine. That's what it says in the Shira Shira Rabba. So they said in the feminine because they only got a tenth. They only got like the Nekeva. But in the future to come, they are destined to inherit like a male, who inherits the entire assets of his father. That's why you say it in a masculine way. Shir Chodosh. Not Shir Chodosh, but Shir Chodosh. Tzorich Lahovin. So, okay, so we prove the fact that this Shira Alu Shiru Lashem Tilosi Bekal Chasidim is talking about Losi Lovin. So the Mele Tzarech Lahovin, we need to understand Eimrei Reiv Meiskel Begreinom Vecheret Peviz Biyodom. So why does he say they have the exaltness of Hashem in their throat, but they have a sword of Pipius in their hand? The Malchar Shemedabe Begulo Hasida. Since we're talking about the future redemption. Imkein ma'u inyan acherem. So what is the idea that they're going to have a sword in their hands? Vare lo siksiv. But doesn't it say about the future? They will break up their swords into plowsheds, and nation will not battle with the sword with another nation. So there's not going to be no swords there. So why is he saying that there's going to be the cherub? Which tells us that there is another meaning to cherub besides the simple meaning. There is also a need for a cherub spiritually. And at a certain point, after the Geulah Hasid Lavoi, there's going to be a Zman when they're talking not going to need, eventually they're not going to need Chitzuchar Boisum Leitim, because even the person, the Ra in the world, it'll be, the Eibishter will be Mevayer, there's going to be no more Ra, there's not going to be a Cherev there. But in the beginning, there's going to be a need for a Cherev too, as the Rebbe will continue to explain in the towards the end of the Maimon. Okay. The question now is very clear, since the Rebbe proved from the Medrashim that this is a song of La'asid Lavoi. We know that in the future they're going to, plowshits are going to be made out of the swords, they'll break them up because there's no need for Cherev. Why does the Pasuk say the Cherev Pepis B'yod? Base. To understand this, yes, lagdim tchilo, we need to first introduce the Isa b'Mishnah. We find in the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos in Perik Vov Mishnah Dalet. Over there it says, lo yetze ha'ish, a person should not carry, walk out. We're talking about b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. So a person normally on Shabbos can wear either something which is a garment, that he wears a clothing, a garment, or a decoration that the person decorates with. But he says he cannot decorate himself, he can't walk out on Shabbos, and enumerates over there five different weapons that the person cannot go out on Shabbos with. It says, loy b'sayif, not with a sword, loy b'keshes, not with a bow and arrow which we shoot, v'loy b'tris, and not with a shield, v'loy b'ola, not with a stick, v'loy b'roimach, and not with a spear. These are the five weapons that one cannot walk out with them on himself. They're not considered an adornment. Now, Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Rabbi Lezer says, tachshitim hein loy. This is decoration. It's an ornament. The person that adorns himself with them, so he can go out with them. But Chachamim emrim, but the Chachamim disagree. Einei elo, they say this is not an adornment. This is not a decoration. It's not called a jewelry for him, but this is rather a shame. He says a gnai. He said, why? Because he says, I bring a proof. Since the pasuk says, if this would be a decoration, if this would be a sort of a tachshit for the person to wear them, so why does the pasuk says that they will cut their swords into plowsheds, that they're not going to use it? Why not? If it's a decoration, they should decorate themselves also too. So the chacham say, no, you can't wear it. That it's not. So, v'hinei b'mishnah zu nimnu chamisho klei zayin. In this Mishnah, they count five weapons. The sayiv hu cherev. So, what are the five weapons? So, he teaches. A sayiv is a sword. Sword shu klei zayin. That's obviously a weapon. V'chein keshes, also a bow, is also obviously a weapon. Vegam tris, also a shield, shenyone lahagi hogen bad achitzim ublisterois, whose, what does the shield do? It protects from the arrows and the rocks thrown. Hogam ke bichlal achlezayin, that's also part of the weapons. Vegain olo, also the olo, what is the olo? Pirush bigamore my olo, The Gemara says, what is this Olo? Olo is a kufa. It's a stick. It's a baton. Shohu shevet shemakim boy. V'roishayov. It's a stick which you beat, has a thick head. V'imkein ugam kin kli zayin. So that means that it's also a weapon. V'isa b'Yerushalmi. And we find it in Yerushalmi. So he doesn't explain right now here, he'll say it later. Then we have the Remach, and the Remach in Avodas Hashem will explain it in of itself, that it's the Ramach, it's the 200 mitzvahs asay. So, but over here he doesn't tie right away is Remach, but obviously the Remach is also a weapon. Bisa b'Yerushalmi al posik v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. In the Yerushalmi, on the verse chamushim in Parshas B'Shalach, it says they went up, the b'nei Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim came up chamushim. So it says shebetevas v'chamushim yesh beis pirushim. There are two interpretations. Either it means armed with weapons, or it means five, and therefore the pshat is it's five weapons. There's two interpretations. Pirush chomesh or pirush mezuyonim, the meaning of five and also meaning armed. Behainu, so that means shehoyu mezuyonim v'chamisho kleizayin shechoyshev b'mishnah. They were armed with the five weapons that the Mishnah enumerates. And the Rebbe says, "Dekeinu hagisa nechayne b'Yerushalmi." This is the proper, correct version of the Yerushalmi. There's other versions the Rebbe brings down in the Ha'ore that say 15, but the correct version is that it's five. These five. Tzorich lahavin. So we need to understand the hefresh. Ben geulas Mitzrayim legeula asida. What's the difference between the redemption of Mitzrayim and the Geulah Hasidah? I just wanted to say that the Rebbe will say later on the difference between an Olo and a Remach. A Remach, a spear, kills you totally. An Olo bangs you, but it doesn't kill you in two levels. But in a way, the Olo and the Remach, they're both weapons that you do use from close by. They have a similar task. I'm just trying to think why the Rebbe doesn't mention over here the word Remach. Anyways, so also we need to understand. So what do we see, Lapoil, from this Yerushalmi, that the Yidden after the Geula still needed to use the weapons? They had these weapons, but here we're saying in the Osid Lavoi. But we know that they're gonna also that the Loslot is gonna be no need for weapons. We need to understand the difference between the redemption of Mitzrayim and the redemption of the future. The Begula Hasida Ksi V'chitu Suchar Boisom Le'itim. In the future redemption, it says that they will cut their plowsheds, their swords into plowsheds. They're not going to have any swords. O Begulas Mitzrayim Hoyo Tzorich Likle'i Zayin. And the Geula Mitzrayim, they needed these five weapons. Chamushim, they needed weapons. The Lechayda, the question is, Ma'achashu Inish Geula, since Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's redemption, Imkein Lama Tzorech Likli Zayim, why do you need weapons? This all points to the explanation that weapons means the spiritual level of weapons, and there is a difference. But the Geulas Mitzrayim, the evil was still there, and they had to run away, and they still needed a battle, so they needed weapons. Mashenkin in Los Ilovei, in the second period of Los Ilovei, when it's going to be V'chitisu Charboisim Le'itim, it's going to be the Reivishter, it's going to be Mevair, Ruach HaTumah Abim in Oretz, it's going to be no Tumah. And therefore, there's going to be no need of weapon, as the Rebbe will continue to develop this idea. In order to understand this, we need to first understand the spiritual level of Chereb Beruchnis. Once we understand that, we'll understand why it was needed by Mitzrayim, and it's not going to be needed Lo'asid Lovei. And within Lo'asid Lovei, there's going to be two periods as well, as the Rebbe will explain. Dehine Amr Razal, our sages of blessed memories tell us that Kol HaKoyre Kriya Shema Amitosei, if you read the Shema, is kiilu oiches cherev shel shtei piyus. It's like holding the sword of two piyus. The Rebbe specifically doesn't bring down these words, kriya shma mitosi, over here, because in the Rebbe's context, it's the reading the Shema in general. The Rebbe will explain in Avodah Sa'odom how the reading all the Shemas that we read, so that's why it seems to me there was a deliberate omission. Even though in the Chazal it says that in the Brachas that it's mitosei, but the Rebbe says you read Shema is ki'ilu oiches cherev shel shtei piyos, is like holding the sword that has both sides sharpened, two mouths on both sides. The mashma is from this it appears. So yes, is a mile becherev shel shtei piyos davke, that there is some advantage in a sword which has these two sides, the two mouths, and the sword cuts off top and the bottom, two sides. The Rebbe goes on to explain that we're trying to cut off over here on the spiritual level the outers which try to attach to a person. A person in his avodah, if he serves Hashem with arrogance, with haughtiness, in a way of raising himself, he gives an opportunity for the klippas to be able to get sustenance from a place which is higher than hishtalshelus. He allows the klippas, they attach themselves, they're trying to get more sustenance. They have a very small, little amount of sustenance. The klippas, the sitra achra, they're very little. So they're trying to get from the yid, from kedusha, they're trying to get. And if a yid is haughty and arrogant, it gives an opportunity for the klippas to reach in a place which is higher than cheshbon, in the level of toyu, to get themselves more sustenance. And on the other direction, if a yid lowers himself into taivus, descends into low levels, he gives an allowance for the klippas to take from these, after the ishtalsus, to gain nurture from that degraded mitzumtzumdika level, to get more from the yid's level of kedusha that comes down through there. So it turns out that we need a sword to cut away both the top and the bottom. Let's see, the Rebbe is going to develop this idea. We find in the Zohar the cherev do havaya. Cherev is havaya. If we have havaya, that makes sure to cut off the top and the bottom. Reisha de charbo hu yud de havaya. The top of the sword, that's the yud kei vav kei. The top is the yud of havaya. Gufa de charbo hu vav, the actual sword, the body of the sword, is the vav. And hey, have yud kei vav kei, the two heys. Those are the two mouths. Those are the two mouths of Shem Havayah. So the Shem Havayah itself is the sword. What is the Nartika de Charbo? The seat, the holder of the sword. What does this all mean? Dehine kesiv havaye yechatu merivov. Hashem, those who fight you will be scared. They'll tremble. So there are hainu. That means sheyesh no meilu aloich b'malavaye. There are those that wage war on havaye. V'nitzuach hamilchomo, and the victory of the war, who al yidei shem havaye guf, the shem havaye itself brings the victory of the war. Havaye yichatu merivov. It's havaye that scares off those merivov. The cherev do havaye, because this sword, that's havaye. With havaye, you get rid of the, you win your nitzuach the merivov. Through the cherev havaye, the sword havaye yichatu merivov. That's how you are victorious. You win the melchama keneged elu aloichim al havaye, against those who wage war on havaye. The idea is, how could these outers, the klippas, the outers, how could they nurture and get more sustenance for themselves, can take place in two ways. One of two ways. One way is that is from a great deal of restrictions, when the light comes down, very restricted. When the Eirin Sof shines in a way of revelation, from there they can receive, because the infinite light of the Eirin Sof does not rest only in something, in a level of bittel. The klippas cannot get, when there is revealed Ein Sof, they need tzimtzum, a restricted Ein Sof. Abo bebchinas yesh. But if something is a yesh, like the klippas, Ein yochel is gilu Ein Sof, cannot be the level of the revelation of Ein Sof. Me and him cannot rest. So if a person or klippas, anything that is a yesh, an entity by itself, cannot get godliness, the infinite cannot rest in him, cannot rest in that item which is a yesh. The Ein Sof can only rest in something which is subjugated before Hashem, which is bottle. So therefore, when we talk about klippas, v'lachein, haklippas shem yesh v'dover nifrat, since the klippas are an entity, there's something distinct, separate from Hashem, einam yechaylum lekabel mibchinas gili. So from the revealed level, they cannot receive. Avok shenistamtsem mibchinas ribu hatzimtzumim, but when it's been restricted with the many restrictions, they are able to receive some form of nurturing. Because at least they do have some level of bittul. So it's not that they can't get anything. If there's a lot of simtsumim, because the korule lekod lekaya, they call Hashem the God of the gods. So in other words, they do remain, while they hold themselves an elakah too, but it's a lekod lekaya. It's a God. So therefore, there is a little bittle. So if a simtsum they could get, Elo she machzikin gam esatzma lemitzis, but they also hold themselves from mitzis. Abamad bitl yeshbam, but they have yeshbam, but they have a little bit bitl. Velochein yecholim heim lekabel yenika medivah tzimtzumim, and that's why they can get a nurturing from the many restrictions. That's one way. Vayif and habei is the second way. Ushem mekabelim yenigosom magbovis nasus, that they get the nurturing by raising up and holding it, going higher. Hainu ma'olam ha'toyu shekoydim l'tikun. They go and get from the world of toyu, which is before tikun, the world of chaos. Sheshom, over there, ain't a tofis mokum klal. Over there, it does not take up any space. There's no consideration for that. It doesn't really matter whether it's klipa or not klipa, the world of toyu, everything is the same over there. Ukechashecha ke'oira b'shove. It's dark or light, it's equal. Nothing is important. In that level, it's all, everything is not, nothing is important. The darkness is like light. Ukechashecha ke'oira b'shove, like this pasuk says, while the spider crawls on its hands, and you find it in the palace of the king, meaning a palace of the king, how could a spider be there? That means that in the king, the spider has no, is there or not there, doesn't make a difference. The kibon, shenimtzaz beichle hamelech, since it's in the palace of the king, Shasham Aina Tefis Makum Klal, which over there it doesn't take up any room, means nothing. Lachain in Agam Shmam is Bidaim Titapis. So therefore, even though it's a spider, it can be climbing over there. So you see klippas, and even though they're klippas, but because they go in a higher place where it doesn't matter, they can be get from there too. This is what the pasuk says. Im tagbihi kaneshar. If you raise yourself like an eagle, shemagbihin es atzmam lemailo me'oid. They raise themselves very high. They're like an eagle going from the top to take their nurturing from toyu. Like we say, the way of the Nesher is in the sky. They're going to the Shemaim, going all the way to the top. And the Rebbe says, these two opportunities that the Klippas have to nurture, either as through a lot of Tzimtzumim or through going to the top from Olam HaToyu, is actually dependent on the service of man. The person brings about these two nurturing for the klippas. This idea itself, that they can get nurturing through these two types of ways, this all hinges on the person's avodah. When the person doesn't do his avodah properly, he allows for these things to happen. Because inevitably, whatever takes place in the world, whatever takes place above, is tied to the person. A person with above is like a string. Whatever happens at one point shakes the other point. If a yid does his avodah not properly, he causes the string above also to correspond in such a way. Yaakov chevel nachalosei. Yaakov is a rope of his inheritance. Ukmoi l'moshul hachevel. Take for example a string. Sheroish echad koshul l'mayla v'roish echad l'mata. One side is tied on the top, and one head is tied in the bottom. Hinei. When the lower edge shakes, Misnaneya gam kotzer elyin. Also the top part of the string shakes. Meaning to say, what goes on the top hinges on the bottom. Similarly, it's also in the service of the Jewish souls. Shalifi oifen avodas odom lamato, nase gamkin lamailo. According to the way the person serves here below, this is what takes place above. V'hainu. We're going to give now two examples in avodas odom. One in which he brings himself down and brings about the yinika to the chitzoinim through a tzimtzum. And the other in the way he raises himself, in which he brings about the yinika sachetzoinim in a way of agbo visnasus, like the eagle. V'hainu. So how is it? When a person lowers himself into physical matters, that instead of that, he needed to be, his inner will needed to be for godliness by learning Torah and davening. That should be what he really wants to. That should be the real yid. But instead of that, in it muraze, in exchange of that, mashpilasatz maybe dvorim gashmim, he lowers himself into physical matters. Adidezo ugoyrem gam lemailo. So this he causes like the string of before the mushroom. He causes it also lemailo rib uatim tsumim, the many restrictions. Until from this act you can have later on the chitzoinim nurture from the lowering of the tzimtzumim of godliness, and they get nurturing. The same thing on the other extreme, the other hand, when the person raises himself in a way of raising an arrogance and grobkeit, dagam sheyudeya ba'atzmoi heitev es hapechisus shaloi. Although he recognizes by himself, he knows very well his how low he is. Mikol mokoimu misnase b'leitam b'das, and yet he blows of himself. He raises himself without any reason or rationale. He really knows that he doesn't really fit the bill. He's not really at that level, but yet he is very arrogant. Hine ruach, I see ruach. As the verse said before, he used the example of a string. The same thing is the statement that a ruach, I see ruach, is in the Zohar, that the ruach brings along another ruach, which means you bring out your level, you bring down the level of the way you behave. He causes the chitzoinim to nurture a very high place. This is the idea of pari. This is what pari is. Because pare is oisyes ha'oiref, the same letters as the back, with an additional vav, as the Rebbe will explain. Ha'oiref. Shemekabel, the Rebbe explained the vav in Gorim, but over here, oiref is also with a vav, but Oiref, what means the back? So, mekabel mebchinas oiref de arich. That the chitzoinim, that pare, when you say the klippa, or we say pare, kedusha or klippa, but pare is the oiref of arich. That is the oiref of it's a very high level. So you get to nurture from oiref when you serve the Eibershter with Oyrev. But it's still the level of Oyrev. It's not the direct ponim, would be the regular Hamshacha. But here you have to tap into a higher level, which doesn't matter. That hinges on your service to go to Pare, which means to go to Erev. Shekasher ponu elai Erev leponim. When we serve Hashem with our backs and not our face, in other words, we're not into it in a primus. It's just in a backwards way. Kemeshekosu b'haftoira, as the haftoira talks of the fact that you turned your backs to me. Then what you bring down from the level of Pare, that you nurture from the back of Arechampin, over there darkness like light, so you are able to nurture and get from a very high place, but it's in a way of Oyrev, it's Pare. So you see this idea of, number one, going very low through Tzimtzumim, through the Nishpal, to lowering yourself into Taivis, and then you bring the Inika to the Chitzonim through the Ribui Tzimtzumim, and through the Avoid of Isnasus Vigasus, you bring about to take from the higher place, you go to the Pare, to the level of Arechampi. And this is the idea. In order to cut off the nurturing in these two ways, the two mouths of the sword, the top and the bottom, to cut off, to cut down that nurturing. And basically, as we'll see, also in Avodas Adam, when the person, as the Rebbe said, it's all up to the person's Avodah, to get rid of these two ways of services which are negative in the Avodah Sa'adam. And that's why you need the swords to protect yourself, to do things in the Avodah in the proper way. And the Rebbe is going to go now into more specific, because we talked about Pare over here. And Pare is to nurture from the Oyrev, from a higher place. And the Rebbe is going to talk, there is Pare, and then he has his three officers, the Saras Mashkim, Sara Oifim, and the Sara Tabochim, the butcher, the baker, and the butler. And these are all ways to bring down the Pare. And the Rebbe is going to stay in the positive and the negative, as the Rebbe will continue now in his Dalad. To understand the idea in detail. In the Sforim of Kabbalah and Chassidus, in the Maimorim, that talk about Mitzrayim and Exodus of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means limitation. In the person's body, you have the head and the body. Between the head and the body, there is the throat. The throat is the place of Mitzrayim. That's the narrow place. And going out of Mitzrayim means that the narrow place is not effective, that you go out of the Mitzrayim. So it says in the Maimonides, Mitzrayim u'meitzer ha'gorin, shebegorin yesh gimel b'chinas. There's three levels. The way things go from the head, from the top. The way they go to the body, they go through the throat. In the throat, there is three levels. You have the kone, that's the windpipe. You have the veshet. The veshet is the food pipe. And then you have viridim, you have the veins that go from top to the bottom. These three, Konaveshid and Vridim, Shu Inyan, Gimul, Sori, Pare. Those are the three offices of Pare. Paru is the oiref on the back of the head, and they go through these three sorim of paru: sar hamashkim, sar hatabochim, and sar ha'oif. And this is in the negative, but there's also in the positive how we're mamshich from the level of the top, from the head to the rest of the body. You got to go through the Mitzrayim. So you have in the negative, but you also have in the positive. Hine k'shem sheyesh Mitzrayim v'gimul sorei pari b'lumazeh, just like there is Mitzrayim and the three officers of Mitzrayim on the other side. K'meken yesh Mitzrayim v'gimul ha'sorim gam b'kedusha. We also have Mitzrayim and the three sorim also in kedusha. The Sarah Mashkin, who amshochas hatainuk, the Mashkin that brings down the level of the light, which is in the higher level, to bring it down to the person. Why is the Mashkin Tainuk? Why is that the Sarah Mashkin Tainuk? Sharemayim brings from the Tanya Matzmichim kol mini Tainuk. Mayim grow all kinds of delights, so therefore that's a matter of Tainuk. So what does this mean in Kedusha? The Sar HaMashkin brings down the level of Tainuk. So in Avodah it means V'inyan Hamshochas HaTainuk HaLiki B'chol Seder Hishtalshlus, and that is to bring down that godly Tainuk in all of the Seder Hishtalshlus, to get the level of godliness, to the delight in godliness. Obigufa Adam, how is the Sarah Mashkin in the human body? What's the part, set of the three parts? Hu Hakona, that's the windpipe. The Bekona Yesh Gidei Hamoyach, inside of the windpipe there is the veins of the moyach, of the brain, that comes from the brain, goes to the body. Through these veins, the light from the brain comes in the whole body, goes through the meitzer hagoren, it goes through the goren, and it goes to the body. Kamay merazal, as our sages tell us, tlas koni, there are really three pipes. Have it. Chad porish liliba, one goes to the heart. Vachad porish lereya, one goes to the lungs. Vachad porish lekavda, one goes to the liver. These are the three general shemavorim klolim. And this is the general limbs of the person. Vezeu inyan hakoneh. So this is the idea of the kone, of the pipe that we're talking about, the windpipe, the kone, shehu mamshich es ha-tainug mehamoyach, that draws down the level of tainug from the moyach, alidei gide ha-moyach b'chol ha-guf, through the veins of the moyach in all of the body, goes through the kone. That's the idea of drawing down from the tainug, which is in the moyach, into the body through the kone, the gidei ha-moyach through the gidei of the kone into the body. Now, this Rebbe is going to explain, this is going to be divided into the three avoidas of a person: Torah, with delight, and learning with delight, especially the delight in Torah mitzvahs. And then the other ones are going to be Torah mitzvahs themselves, but the kone is that special delight, that special pleasure, the enjoyment, the tainug eliki in the mitzvahs. That's the avoida of the kone, to be mamshich, that comes from the kone. It means in Avodah to study Torah with delight. Shahatainugu apnimis shema toiru. The tainug is the inner of toiru. It's the inner part of toiru that the toiru, the delight of toiru. Kumakena tainug bitfila. The same thing is the delight you have in davening. The zeuinya saramashkin. This is the idea of Saramashkin. Saramashkin brings down the level of the light. What is the Sarat HaBochim Avodah? What does it mean, the person, the Sarat HaBochim? Hu inyan risichas hadomim bekedusha. The fire that the cooks, the tabuch, the butcher, and the blood that he shechts the animal, so that all represents the level of blood, the level of burning. In avodah hu inya resichas hadomim bekedusha, that is the blood that is burning in holiness, the fired up. The blood, the fire of blood in Kedusha. Shehu b'chinas ahava kedish peish. That represents the love like a sparkling fire. The Sara Mashkin is also a level of Tainuk. But hu inyan ahava b'tainukim. That is called the love of the light, which is also called ahava kamayim, nimshach kamayim. It's a relaxed kind of an ava. That's an ava of the light. But the sar atabochim, that's a fiery love. It's an ava kishpeish, the sar amashkuni in ava batanugim, shi ava shirim shechas kamayim. That's a love which is drawn like water. The sar ha Tabochim hu ahava kedish peish. And the Sarat Tabochim, that's a fiery love. So we are comparing now the two levels of love. Sar HaMashkin, level of ahava b'tainugim. The Sar HaTabochim, the level of ahava kedish peish. And the Sar HaOifim, that's the level of Torah itself. The Sar HaOifim hu Torah. B'hainu. But we already said Tainug of learning Torah, Tainug of Mitzvahs. Why is it Sara Eifim? But there is one level for Torah and one for Tainug. V'hainu, the Agam Shin is Ba'er Le'il. Even explained earlier, the Sara Mashkinu Torah. That's Sara Mashkinu Torah. Ha'inizeu HaTainug the Torah. That's the Primius HaTorah, as he said before, the delight of Torah. Abel Torah Stam Hu Inyan Sara Eifim. But just the avodah of Torah is Saroifim. So you have Torah, basically, and the two Avas. The Ava and Ava B'tainogim and Ava Kirish Peish and Torah. The three Sorim. Abel Torah Stam Hu Inya Saroifim. What's the connection of Torah with the baker? Because the Torah nikras chita. What does a baker do? He takes the wheat and he bakes it. Chita is abbreviation, the numeric matria, ches, tes, and hey, is big matria chav beis, is 22. The word chita is 22, which represents the chav beis, asvin, deiraisin, the 22 letters of Torah. Umeha chita tzorich las islechem. And from the wheat, one needs to be make bread, need to bake it. So from the 22 letters, from the Torah, you have to make lechem, you have to make the bread of the... So like the Pasuk says, L'chu lachamu b'lachmi, bread in my bread, eat my bread, meaning the chita makes the bread of the Eibishter, that's the Torah. Consume and eat the bread of Torah. Ubichdei shemachita tiyalachem. in order that from the chita there should be bread. Who makes wheat into bread? That you bake it. That's how you make the lechem from the chita. That 10 women will bake the bread in one oven. The oven is where the women break the bread. So, how do we make the bread of the Eberster from the chita? Is through the oven. The tanur chamimus ha'ave kerishpei eish. Tanur means the heat of the oven, which is the love of like a sparkling fire. And what's echot tanur echot? Ve'echot hu yichidish alaylam. The oven of the Echad is the heat of Hashem, of one who is Echad. So that bakes the bread. Haynu hakoch v'tanur Echad, haynu hakoch v'arish pe'eish b'inyan yichidah shel olam. So you have that fervor, that sparkling fire in the matter of the one of the world, the tanur Echad. Harei sheyesh kan beis inyonim. So there's two ideas. Inyan hatanur the oven shehu harish peish. The oven, that's the fire. But the inyan yichidah shel olam shehu nailu b'yosef. And then you have the tanur, the echad, because the fervor needs to be in the echad. V'zehu inyan sar ha'oifim shehu ha'toyru. And this is the idea of sar ha'oifim, which is toyru, shu memutza bein habeis kavim, the sar ha'mashkim and sar ha'tabochim. That is the intermediary between the Sara Mashkin and the Sara Tabochim, that he bakes it up into bread. So what he's saying over here, that from the Chita, which is the Torah, the Sara Oifim takes that resicha, he has to bake it. Bake it, he has to use the Sara Oifim. He has to use the Sara Tabochim. That's the resicha, that's the fire. So there is two separate parts over here, what the Rebbe wants to say, as he explains. You have the baker that uses the resicha of the Sara Tabochim to reach the level of the Sar HaMashkin, which is the level of Yechideh Shel Olam, which is the Ava B'Tanugim, which is the higher level, and that is through the Torah itself. So the Sar HaOifim, that's the Torah, and he bakes it up with the Sar HaMashkin to the Yechideh Shel Olam. Something like this needs to be a little bit more clearly explained. In any event, so the Rebbe continues, v'hinei. So these are all the sorim in Kedusha, learning Torah, davening with Ava, with Tanugim, with Ava, with Resicha, with learning of Torah. And that's why we have three, Sara Oifim, Sara Mashkim, Sara Tabochim. So these three officers, the Kedusha, Koyrsim, Esachayis, they cut off the vitality magimul sorim del umaze from the three sorim of the other side. Using these in the positive cuts off the by the person in avoida his negative three officers. Also on the other side there is the three officers of pare the sara mashkin bel umaze. the Saramashkin, the butler, in Lumazehua Tainik bin Yonim Gashmim. That's the delight in physical matters. And we're talking about the light, not that's prohibited. We're talking about permissible. Dagam shu taivas heter. Even though the desires are permissible desires, mekomokem nevertheless hashakua behem. One who is sunk into taivas heter, goyim sheinishayich klal leinyan liki, causes that he has no connection to any matter of godliness. So that's the sar hamashkin. In the negative, Sarat Abochim who Rusichas Advorim Bidvorim Gashmim. Sarat Abochim is the burning of the blood in physical matters. Vegam Bidvorim Chumrim, also in physical and materialistic. It's a lower level even. Physical and materialism, the burning fire in excitement in it. That's the Sar Hatabochim in the negative. Saroifim who and the Saroif who should be chlolus in Yonei, ain't a munich with Torah. In generally, he's not lying in Torah, kim begashmis. His interest is not Torah, but in physicality. By day, hagimul sorim kemoshe and bikdusha. But when we use the three sorim as they're in Kedusha, machrisim esa yenika magimul sori pari de l'umaze. That we cut off the nurturing of the three sori pari of the other side. How so? Hine, behold, aidei saramashki b'kedusha shu'avoy d'dava b'tanugim, through the saramashki in kedusha, which is the service of loving Hashem with delight, shinyoni u'amshocha satainug b'ishtalshlus aidei sfiras ha'chochma, which the idea is that you draw down the Tainuk from the level of Arich through the Gori, you bring it down into Ayidei Sfiras HaChochma. But here he's saying, you bring down through the Sfiras HaChochma, comes down into the person, into the Avodah, Shizowin Yina Kone, which is the idea of the Kone, that it goes through from the level of Tainuk to the body of the person, from higher than Ishtalshulus in Ishtalshulus, to bring it down into Ishtalshulus. Kona Chokma, Kona Bina. That's break Kne Chokma, Kne Bina. So we see that Chokma and Bina act as the Kone, as the pipeline. Then you cut off that nurturing that the clippers have from the high place. The kasher hamshocha al yidei hachochma shinyona bitl, because you divert it, instead of going straight from the top, you bring it down through chochma, and chochma is subjugation, so you have the proper hamshocha of tainu coming through chochma. Azayef shlom lekabel, so then they can't receive from there, because now you've directed it through chochma, and the clippers have no access. When can they nurture from the higher place? When the light is in a way of makif, they can reach there. But when it comes into an inside, they can't nurture. As explained in Kuntres Mayim at length. So when you bring down the level of Tainug, your level of love to Hashem, your service is done, but Ava B'Tainugim, you bring down the level of Makif to come B'Pnimis, they can't be Mamshich, they cannot take it, because they only take care from the take from the Makif, but you divert it from the Makif into the Pnimis through Chochma. Zehu Inyan Saramashkin. So that's the Saramashkin, the Mashkin Shekoyres, Ha'inika Mokum HaGavaya. He cuts off the Inika from this high place. By day, Sarat Tabochim Bekidusha, through the Sarat Tabochim Bekidusha, which is the fervor and the excitement, Hukoydis Sasayiniko Meribu Tzimtzumi. He cuts off that nurturing from the many restrictions. Shana Sal Yidei Zeh, Shod Mashplas Atudvarim Gashmim. That became, how did they get the Yinika from the lower place because the person descended, lowered himself to these physical matters. So how does he get rid of it? Through the Sar Tabochim V'Hainu Shaydei Ha'ava Kirish Pe'eh Shur Sichas Adomim B'Kedusha, through the love like a sparkling fire, and the fiery, the blood is burning in Kedusha. Nichla Resichas Adomim Shebelum Hazeh, you destroy the, you consume that fervor and boiling of the blood in the other side. The Kedusha takes over, your interest becomes the Kedusha. Shezehu ma shetirgem haposik sar ha-tabochim. Translate the sar ha-tabochim, rav kutulayo, kills a lot, meaning you're killing the Yetzer Hara with all your taivis. Shenyone hu kudisa b'gamora. What does it mean, he kills rav kutulayo? As the Gemara says, Aposik zoyveyach toido yichabdonani. So the Posik says, shechting the toida honors me, that says in the Gemara called zoyveyach es yitzre. You shecht the Yetzahara. This is the saratabochim. Behainu, what are we shechting is, shalidei risichas adom shabikidusha. Through the fire, the boiling of the blood in Kedusha, then you destroy, you consume the Rav Ketalai, you kill that energy and that excitement that takes place in the boiling of the blood in the other side. Ubemela, that's through the Resichas Adomim Kedusha, through the Sar, to the Sarat Abochim, which is level of Chayivs. And automatically, that Yinika of the Ribu HaTzimtzumim is negated because of that great Sarat Tabochim in Kedusha, that you have the excitement in Kedusha. This is the sword of two mouths. Shehu Inyan HaAvoida Da'ava B'Tanugim. These two loves are the two sides of the sword, the level of love of the light and the level of love of fire. Love of the light gets rid of the klippas trying to get from the higher place, and the love of fire gets rid of the klippas from the ribui tzimtzumim. Generally, these are the two avodas between Torah and davening. The Torah hui milmailo lemato. Torah comes from above to below. The Eibishter gave us the Torah, comes from above to the Yid. Sha'ideze machris hayinika. So when he learns Torah, he cuts off the nurturing shemitzad ha-makif, which comes from the surrounding. Utefila is the person sulam mutzav arzo b'reisho magia shemayim. He davens hi milmato lemailo. That's from below to above in a way of war. As we say, the shas sloiso shas krova. The time of davening is a war. The person is battling. That's through the davening. That's milmata lemailo. From below to above. Va'yideze. Throw through the tefila machris hayinika meriba tzimtzumim. You cut off the nurturing from all these many restrictions. The Torah cuts off the from the top through learning Torah, and Tefillah denies them from the bottom, from the Tzimtzum. V'zeu cherev do avaya. This is the meaning, cherev is avaya. The base ha'ifanim b'inikas ha'klippas, its avaya is the sword itself. The hey are the sides, and the yud kei is the yud is the roish, and above is the cherev itself. This is the havayi itself, cuts off the both the chitzonim from both areas. The beizei fanim v'niksach klipas mechrosim adei havayi davke. They're both cut off through havayi. Havayi yechatu miriva. It's from havayi. The ayiniko shemitzad hamakif nechres adei havayi. The inika that comes from the makif, that's cut off through avaya, k'meshe kosuf. The pasuk says, "Im tagbia kaneshir misham erit chanum avaya." Over here, the pasuk says, "If you raise yourself like an eagle, I will bring you down from there." Says Havaya. So you see, Havaya brings you down. Vegam hayenike shemitzadri vehatzimtzumim, and also the nurturing that comes from the many restrictions, nicheres al dei shem Havaya, that also gets cut off through the Shem Havaya. Sharei yenikas haklipas, because how do the klipas get? Imitzadribu hatzimtzumim the Shem Elokim dafke. That comes because the many restrictions of the name Elokim. Elokim is what makes the restrictions. So once you have the Gilu Shem Havaya, there is no Elokim, so there is no restrictions. Ubezeh gufo, he says, in the Shem Elokim, Ein ze mibchinas aleph lamed hey. Elokim is aleph lamed hey, and then you have the level of the yud mem. So he's saying, even in Shem Elokim, it's not from the beginning of the Shem Elokim, the aleph lamed hey, but rather it's from the yud ki im mibchinas yud mem. The mimem ches tzirufim elu, from the 48 tzirufim yenkin admas bnei chom. That's where chom is 48, and the pasuk says the admas bnei chom they nurtures from the mem ches tzirufim. The Rebbe brings down in Ha'or 37, he brings down from the Sefer Al-Kutim La'Arizal in the Kabbalah about these Memches Tzirufim that come from this name. But anyways, the Rebbe doesn't explain it much over here. We'll leave it at that. But when you have the Gilu Shem Havaya, you don't have Elokim, so you don't have the Elokim, you don't have the Memches Tzirufim, and I'm wondering if you have, it says only Yud Mem, and Yud Mem you don't have Memches Tzirufim, the Admas Bnei Chom, the Memches, but it says it's not from Eila, but it's from the Yud Mem. Because of the revelation of the Shem Havaya, that nurturing is negated, it stopped. And this is why we say the Cherev is Havaya, Shu Cherev shall stay pierced. It's a sword of two mouths. Lahachris yinikosim bebezefanim, to cut off their nurturing in both ways. Uba avoida hu avoida de Torah va avoida de tefillah. And in avoida, it's the service of Torah tefillah. V'yesh maila betefillah shehi milmata lemailo. Ala Torah shehi milmaila mata. There is an advantage of tefillah, which is from below to above, over Torah, which is Milmai Lamata. Balderach HaMaila, the Iskafya al Ishabcha, similar to the advantage of Iskafya, subduing, overturning around, Ukumei Mal Sabal Tshuva al Tzadikim, as the advantage of Bal Tshuva over Tzadikim, the struggle and the level of Tefillah, going from the bottom to the top, not from the top to the bottom, is more work and is advantageous. And this is the Tainug L'mayla also. Shalachin Mashiach Osir La'asovet Tzadikai B'tiyufta. That's why Mashiach will bring even the Tzadikim in to do tshuva, which means that the level of tshuva is even greater than the Tzadikim. Mezeu kol ha'koyre krishma chulu ki lo'iches cherev shel shtei pius. And this is the meaning if you read Shema, it's as if you're holding a sword of two mouths. The Kriyishma Nikra, Nikras Cheref Pifiyas, Lahachris Hayinika Megimul Sorepare. Kriya Shema is called the sword with the two mouths to cut off the nurturing of the three officers of Pare. Then you go out of Mitzrayim. Because when you read Shema, you're cutting him off. And that's why by Kriyishma he concludes, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hoceichem Eretz Mitzrayim. I'm glad you got taken out of Mitzrayim, because that is the way we go out of Mitzrayim. And cutting off of Reitish Kriya Shema. And we cut off our limitation of the klippas that attach through our attachment to the different negative forces of the Saramashkin, the different Sorim, and we cut them away through the Kedusha Dike Sorim. We go out of Mitzrayim, and that's why we conclude Asher Hoceh Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Oisei. So now the Rebbe is going to explain specifically the different weapons, how they apply in the service of man. The person in his service, in his davening, in his Pesukei Dezimra, the verses of song, the Amida, the different weapons that he uses, and the Rebbe is going to explain precisely the different effects of these weapons and how they're used in Avodah. Biyur inyan hachamisha klei zayin biprotius ba'avodah shebelev zutfilo, to explain the idea of these five different weapons specifically as they are in the service of the heart, which is the davening. In the davening we use basically these five weapons, and the Rebbe is going to explain how these five weapons are used. Hinei Sayif Shehu Cheref. The first mentioned in the Mishnah in Shabbos, in Yerushalmi, in the Mishnah in Shabbos, mentions that Layetza Odom B'Sayif. So Sayif Shehu Cheref, that's a sword. So that is Koyi Al Pesukei Dezimra, that is referring to the verses of song. The beginning of the davening, we have the Pesukei Dezimra. Usually the word Zimra means song. But Zimra can also mean to cut off, as in the verse Lizamer Oritzim, to cut off in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, to cut off those Oritzim, arrogance. So Zimra could mean cut off. That's the sword. Meloshon Lizamer Oritzim. Dahainu. So what are we cutting off over here? How are we cutting down the Oritzim? Dahainu shall yidei ha hisboinen nois beinyan yahal elush es shem havayi kutziva venivro. The pasuk says, "Praise Hashem, the name of Hashem, because He is commanded and everything was created." So when you reflect on this idea, then you're cutting off the oritzim harehu mezamed es oritzim. You are cutting down the oritzim, those arrogant ones, the boastful ones, and the klippas. So that is Zimra cutting off, the verses of cutting off. That's the sword that we use in the davening in the Pesukei Dezimra. But then from the Pesukei Dezimra, we move on to the Amida. Now the Rebbe will go back to the level of Shema, that's going to be, but here is the order of the weapons. The next weapon that we have is the bow. So the bow is the Amida, and the Rebbe explains that a sword can only kill if you're next to the person, but a bow can reach much farther. So that means an open enemy which is next to you, you can tell that you need a sword. But when you come to the Amida, which you come to a much greater level, then you can also hit the enemy from far. And another thing, you can actually hit it without even seeing the enemy, which means sometimes you don't realize when you're only at the level of Pesukei Dezimra, but when you come already to the Amido, as the Rebbe, then you see, and you can hit further. The Rebbe explains, the keshes, the bow, who shimoyne esrei, that's the Amido, the 18 brachos, kimeshe kosuv. We find a reference to the Amido with the level of sword. When Yaakov was saying that he got Shechem, he said, "Becharbi asher lokachti miyad ha'emoidi becharbi berkashti." I have taken it from the Emoidi, from the Shechem. He says, "With my sword and my bow." So, what does the Targum explain? What is the meaning of becharbi ubekashti? So, what is the sword and the bow? Betargum betzloisi ubevousi. So, it translated bow with my prayer and my request. So specifically, the bakashosi, the harbi, we said before, it's Pesukei Dezimra, but here prayer in general is also the idea of the bow. The mai la sakesha. So why is it in addition to the sword, becharbi ubekashti, which is tzloisi ubevousi, what is the advantage of the bow, hu shepoyil gam limerochig, that it impacts also in a distance? The Rebbe explains now very interesting point. How do you shoot the bow? The arrow should go farther away is by pulling on the string, and the lower you put it, pull it, the higher, the further it flies. When you pull the string, the whole masha yimshuchu esayeser lemato yeser, that as the more you pull the string lower, then the arrow will reach even further. So that's one advantage of the arrow, the bow over the sword. The sword is only not next to you, the bow goes farther away. If there's also an additional advantage in the bow over the sword, that can kill an enemy that you don't see. It's far away, you don't see him, and you can still reach him. This is the point what the Rebbe is trying to bring out, that when you come to Shemoneh Esrei, you are able to reach an enemy which is far away. It reaches further with the Shemoneh Esrei than with the Pesukei Dezimra. So likewise, as the advantage of the bow over the sword is also the advantage in Avodah Shemoneh Esrei, the Shemoneh Esrei who bakosha. It says betzloisi ubevousi. So the bevousi, the request, that's becharbi ubekashti. The kashti is the bevousi. That's amida. Amida is request. And we pray to the Eibishter, we have the requests. So then we have, it's like a bow that goes farther. If he pulls the string further, meaning if you feel that which you're lacking more, if you can identify more with what you're lacking, you really sense you're lacking, that means you're pulling yourself down, then you can actually go much higher. The fact more that he will feel by himself the lacking, so then that request and the fulfillment of the request will be deeper. As the Rebbe teaches it out behind the hole, sheyismar mer yisr al rechuk melakus. The more he is bitter for his distant being distant from godliness, and this distant that he feels that he's distant is expressed in that pulling of the string. Shezehu shemoshchina sayeser lemata yisr. You pull the string lower. That means you feel yourself lower. You feel yourself further away. So the more and the further you feel, you pull that string, through that there will be fulfillment of that request, even deeper and higher level.
Ba'oid zois, and also in addition, not only will you reach deeper, further away to fulfill your request, but the enemy that you don't see is also going to get hit by that bow, by that arrow that you're shooting, because it's not a sword, but it's going far away. In addition, can also kill an enemy you don't see. What is the meaning of an enemy that you don't see in spiritual, in avodah, in your service to Hashem? An enemy that you see means an open, you see that it's evil. But sometimes there is levels in the person, it's an enemy, but you don't see it, because that's called the refined level of negativity, of evil. Shehu inyan dakasara, that's the idea of the refined, thin ra. Share koidem atfilom. What does it mean? Because it's a very fine level of ra, which means you can't always detect it. A person could be davening and learning, and he looks like a shene yid, is a fine yid, and yet there is dakus hara that he doesn't see. But when he starts to daven, then all of a sudden there's a soyne shene re'eyu that is also gets it. What does it mean? The Rebbe explains. Before the davening, the way of man is fit in his eye. He thinks what he's doing is pretty straight. That's correct. For he had not violated no positive mitzvah, no prohibition. Especially, if he learned a little Torah and he observes mitzvahs, then in his own eyes, he perceives himself a tzaddik. So, before he davens the Amida, the ra, he doesn't see that enemy. He thinks he learns Torah, does mitzvahs, he doesn't see anything wrong. When he reaches the avodah of Shemoneh Esrei, the Amida, chapter zich, he realizes that he has evil mischaret to love, and he regrets for it, and it, and that's why that's why we're saying forgive us, because all of a sudden he davened Shemoneh Esrei and he's reached the level, now he sees that there are certain problems, negativity, or refined evil, which he hasn't seen before. So he's asking Hashem forgiveness. And followed by the Shemoneh Esrei, we continue with Hashem, the Begadon, the Vechulu. We do the confession, and that's the Aleph base of the various different Shem, the Begadon, the Zalno, the Barandeva, Aleph base, all the Aleph base, Vechol, Protei, Chov, Beis, Oisius. In all the detailed 22 letters, Shaydeis, Emoitz, Iyim, Hachayus, Mechov, Beis, through this you extract, you take out the energy of the 22 letters Shemehemi Nikasalu Umazef, from those 22 letters provide also when there is negativity and the learning and the Ra, it could be a nurturing of the Lumaze, and when you say Yoshamnu Bagadnu, you're regretting them, so then you're taking out that Chayis that comes to the Lumaze. Kimavur Mokamachar is explained elsewhere. So how come all of a sudden he sees now things that he didn't see before the Amida? Is Lefishagiluhu Beyeser, because there is a great revelation. What's the revelation? You say, Baruch Ata Havaya, you're drawing down Ata Havaya. You're bringing down your Mamshich Havaya. Shu'inyan Hamshocha De Halavaya. Shalamaylo Mishtauslus. You're drawing down the Havaya, which is higher than the evolution. The Shtauslus Hamshocha Hu. And you bring it in. Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam. You say, our God, the King of the world, you bring down Havaya into the world. And therefore, because there is an increase in lot of light, we can also remove the refined level of ra.
And this is also hinted in the verse, Ukumesha Kosuf, the Eibishter says, V'gam es atzira, they're going to come and inherit the land. The Eibishter is going to send this tzira, this fly, that's going to blind them. And that's talking about the seven nations. That's the negative forces within the person, in the person. And Hashem Elokech Kel Godel V'Noira. So what is it? A great Godel V'Noira. Because there is a revelation of the Kel Godel V'Noira. So therefore, that Sira, that small insect which it represents, even attacking the smaller level of Dakasara, the fish who Kel Godel, because he is a great Kel, great Hashem, L'chein Nicheres Gam Es Dakasara. That's why you can also cut off the fine level of Ra. So now we have the two levels, level of Cheret, which is Psukah de Zimra, and that's only close. Then you have the level of the bow, which goes first of further away with Shemayin Esrei, and also the Tzloisu Ba'usi, the Keshes, which is also the Amida, because of the light that you see there, you can also get rid of the refined. It goes further, and it is also the unrecognized Soina. That's by the Amida, because we're Mamshich from Havaya into Melech Olam, that happens by the Amida. Then we have the third and the fourth, also you engage the person either with a stick, with a baton, an Olah, or with Ramroimach. The difference is, with a baton, you bang the person, but you don't kill him. With a Ramroimach, you actually kill the person. What is the idea of this Olah and the Ramroimach that Rebbe is going to explain, and then we'll come back to also the shield. That's the fifth weapon. The Olah, Shomach, Lirdois, the stick. The Olah, which is a stick that you derive with that, you force with that, the service you force to serve, you reda. In yonei ba'avoida hu k'may merazal. So what is the concept of forcing to work, to serve? Ana ebed, you reda him with a stick, you push him with the stick to do the work. What is the idea of pushing? This is the idea, is Kemaim Razal, as our sages of blessed memory say, La'oy lom yargiz odom yetzer toiv al yetzer hor. That always you have to force, get, the person should always get his good inclination. Angry on the yetzer hor, I mean, he should always, the yetzer toiv needs to always be pushing the Yetzer Hara. And the reason why you need it all the time, Opirush La'olam, what does it mean, La'olam, Hu Lifisha Shoyresh Hara, V'toiv Hu Mibchinas Gvures HaChasodim, because the root of the negative and the good is from the Gvuras and Chasodim, level of Gvura and Chesed. Umetzad ha-Gvuras. So, from this Gvuras, how do you control the yourself? You have to use the Gvura. From the Gvuras, Tzorich li is tomid inyan ha-Regis. You always have to be that anger, that force. That is from the level of Gvuras that's within the person to control that regis of the Yetzer Hara. So that's the Olah, that's the stick, the Reida, the always staying on guard and making sure that you do the right thing. Then you have the sword who Kriyas Shema. So now we're going back to the Kriyas Shema. The Olah is used all the time. We had Psukei de Zimra, we had the Amida and Hashamnu, and now we're talking about the Shema. And the Olah, Reida, needs to be all the time. Reimach u Kriya Shema. And the hint for Reimach,
Reimach is a sword, which is really Ramach with a vav in it. But Ramach is the 248 positive mitzvahs. And those are the 248 words in the Shema. We add that Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, the three extra words makes it 248. Ramach hu Ramach tevin de kriyas Shema. Those are the 248 words of the Shema. And what's the vav? So Ramach, so why is there a vav? But six, because the level, the two psukim of Shema Yisrael and Baruch, each one has six words. Vavov remez al avov tev is the Shema, that hints to the six words of Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, and same thing, Baruch Shem Kved Mechusul Elamvot, six words. Okay, so what is Taka, the difference between the stick and the spear? The stick beats you, but the spear kills you. And some negative traits we have to just beat, but we can turn them around and we can force them into obedience, into becoming vessels for Kedusha, doing in Kedusha. Some negative traits we have to just, with the spear, we have to kill them, he says. So it says, the hefresh bein ola l'remachu, what's the difference between this ola, the stick, the baton, and the spear, who shalidei roimach nase nitilos achayis legamri, through the spear that takes away the energy totally. Mashen kim ba'olo shuako bilvad, as opposed to a stick which is just a beating. Vinyoni ba'avayda, so what does this mean in the service of Hashem? The midas yesh beis bechinais. In character traits, there are two levels. There is total negative, and there is a negative tendency which you can still turn around. Midas the heter, midas the iser. There is emotions of a character which is permissible. It's indulgence. It's still heter, but it's heter. Then you have midas the iser. Midas the iser. When we're talking about the prohibited emotions that are totally prohibited, anger or arrogance, tzarich. That needs to be totally devastated, destroyed, entirely, through the sword, through the spear. Those negative, that needs a remach. That's Kriya Shema. Is the heter, as opposed to the emotional traits of their negative, but they're still permissible. You still need the baton, you need the stick, to beat them, to use the mekidusha. So now we already have the sword, we have the bow, we have the stick, and we have the spear in the various different levels in Avodas Hashem. Now we're going to go to the tris, that's the shield. What is the shield? That idea is to protect from the arrows that are flying at you and the stones that are being thrown on you. So in Yonei Bavidahu, what's the Avodah? What is the idea? What's the shield that you put on yourself to protect yourself? That's the talus and the tefillin. Levish asat talus utfilin koydem hatfilo. That's putting on the talus and the tefillin before the davening. Ubishasat tefillin during the davening. The hine. Why do we need to have that shield on by talus and tefillin, that we need the protection? Because as soon as there is more kedusha there, as too there is a level of holiness, immediately there's the forces trying to disrupt you. As the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, the goy is standing and trying to interfere with your davening with Kavonah Damida. The Nebisha sat tefila, during the time of davening, yes, he's Gabrus Hale'umaze. There is an overpowering, or there's a strengthening of the other side, Levalvu Loi Me'avidose, to interfere in his service. Like we say in the Tanya, that it's an example of an uncircumcised agoy who's standing opposite the person in order to interfere and not allow his service. That's why before davening we have to put on talzut tefillin, specifically before davening. They are the shield, they're the tris, they become the garments for the soul to protect from the arrows. Oh, so this is all the level of war that we wage when we have to deal with all the negativity. This davening that we have to battle the Yetzirah with the sword and with the shields and everything is during the weekday davening. Then the davening is in a way of war. But on Shabbos, we say we don't go out with these different weapons because on Shabbos these weapons are not necessary because that's not the avoid of the davening on Shabbos. So now that we explain what these five different weapons mean in the service of Hashem, we can understand. Yuv on Hatam will understand the reason Shomru that the Chassidus sages tell us on Shabbos liyetzayish b'sayif that on Shabbos a person should not go out with a sword. Dehine, because behold, ba'avoy that the sheishis mehachoil. When the service during the 6 weekdays, the time of davening is the time of battle. That's when we battle the Yetzirah. To wage war with the negativity, with the bad, with the evil that's in the soul. As it comes Friday night, as it turns tonight, Nifrad hara min hatov. So the evil separates itself from the good. It no longer interferes on Shabbos. Okay, like we say in the Zohar, in the Friday night, behold, dinim mis abrin mino. All judgment are removed from it. Leishulton, no, there is no dominance. Hulu, the ihis peroshas, and the neshama separates itself. Misitra achra, it's totally on its own. We don't have to battle because it's taken away. The ra is separated, removed from the toif. V'lochein, and therefore b'Shabbos ein shayichin milchama. Now on Shabbos it doesn't apply that above war you don't have to fight the negativity. So Shomru l'yetzo ish b'chamisha klei zayin, and now this is what we say. The man should not walk out with the 5 above mentioned ammunition or weapons. Ki b'Shabbos ein zman hamilchama now. Shabbos is not the time of war. Okay. So that explains why the Tanakhama says no war on Shabbos. The question becomes, Rabbi Lezer holds, even though there's no war on Shabbos, but the war that you'd had in the weekdays, it still adorns you for Shabbos. It's not needed for war, but it still helps you out in a way. You can decorate yourself with your accomplishment from the days, the weeks. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, Abu Rabbi Lezer, Eimer, it says it's still an ornament for the person. It's a decoration. Why? Because he says, those sorting outs that you did during the 6 weekdays, also on Shabbos, they are ornaments to decorate yourself with. And that is that those sorting out, which is in the 6 weekdays, so even on Shabbos, even though you don't do those birurim, you don't fight on Shabbos, but they were fought before Shabbos, but those victories of before Shabbos should adorn you on Shabbos itself. They adorn you. Why? The hatfilo is the imei hachoil. Those prayers of the weekdays, misalim, batfilo is the Shabbos, they elevate in the prayer of Shabbos. This is a decoration for the person that he won in the weekday. So Rabbi Lezer therefore says it's a decoration. We don't need the war on Shabbos, but it's still a decoration. Because what he accomplished before is something that he can decorate himself. And it's elevated on Shabbos, the Birurim of the weekday. However, the Chachamim disagree. They said it's not an adornment. You don't use those. If it would be an adornment as a way to beautify yourself and a decoration, so why would we not have it lost in love? We should decorate ourselves in the future to come. Because in the future it's written, they will cut their swords into plowshares. If this was a decoration, it was a jewelry, so they should adorn themselves in the future with that, with these weapons. So it means that when we don't use those weapons, they're not even an adornment, they're not even a kishon. It's not at all, not even a decoration, not even an adornment, it's not, we're not a takshit. On the contrary, it's not a negative, so we don't do that. Why yitake? When the explanation is because tam hadover hu, when you're taking battle, even if you win the battle, but winning the battle through wrestling, the if you wrestle somebody negative, some of the negativity attaches to you, so therefore it's not, we don't want to decorate with that. But tam hadover hu, the reason for it is vishakol hamisavik menuvel misnabel. Anybody who's wrestling with one who is a menuvel, which is disgusting, you get also disgusted. Gamki. Lachin is a takshet klal, that's not a takshet. So that's the difference between the two opinions. According to the Chachomim, that's not even a decoration, but those are all at least a decoration. But we don't have, we don't wage war on Shabbos. That's the only on the weekday. The davening is the battle. And now we also understand. And now we can also understand the difference between the redemption of Mitzrayim. The Rebbe asked over there. We said they had to be armed, and by the future redemption, it says there will be no swords. Why did they need swords by that geula? It was a geula redemption. Why do we need swords? And there we don't need swords. The Rebbe will explain that by Mitzrayim it wasn't a complete geula, in the sense that the Yidden still had the, it was a complete geula, but the Ra, they had to run away, kibarachom, because there was still Ra over there. So therefore, it's still necessary to have those weapons. As opposed to the geula, Hamitis, Hasidolove, over there it's going to be, Abi Ruach HaTumah in Haaretz, it's going to be no Ruach HaTumah, we're not going to need the weapons at all. Zeh Yuvon, also according to this explanation, what these weapons are, will understand the difference between Gulas Mitzrayim, the Gula Asida, between the redemption of Egypt, in which they took along these weapons, and the Gula Asida, when the Chirbu had same lit. Although in the future redemption it's written, the Chitzesu Charboisom Liitim, they will cut their swords into plowsheds. Mikol makom yet begulas Mitzrayim ksiv, but by the geula Mitzrayim ksiv hachamushim olu, they did go up armed, and the chamushim, he said the five were the five weapons. Why did they need the weapons? Bahainu, the difference is lefish osid ksiv osid ksiv, because in the future it's written vesruach hatuma avir min haaretz. Hashem says I will remove the spirit of impurity from the love, from the earth. As opposed to when it came to redemption of Egypt, the evil was still in full force. As in Tanya, it explains that when the Eden went of Mitzrayim, they were yanked out of Mitzrayim, basically, but they did not reach the level. The Ra was there, and they just pulled them out. Because the as Ixtanya explains that the nation left. So why did the Eibishter not wait till we get up to the level? But the Geula had to come right away. Since the redemption needed to be as a blink of an eye immediately, Shepherd Zichim Zed, they didn't want to occupy with this. Kivan Shahoyu Adain Ra'al, Chenit Sach Lekle Zayin. Since there was still negativity, they were still living there, they needed the ammunition. Hashem Kid lost it as opposed to the future. Shasruah Chatum Avim Min Ha'oretz, when the Eibishter will remove the spirit of impurity from the land, so there will be no impurity. That's why they will able to cut their swords into plowsheds. There's going to be no use for them, and that's why there's no cherev mashenkin by Geulas Mitzrayim. So now the Rebbe is going to explain, but we have the issue we asked in the beginning. Even Laosid Lavoi, we're saying Hallelujah, the Rebbe started Shir Chodosh, which means Laosid Lavoi. It says V'cheref Pifiyas B'yodom. The Rebbe explained the cheref, the Pifiyas, L'mayl L'mata the Knikas HaKlipas. But if there is no Klipa, Ruch HaTum Avim Min HaOretz, and that's why Chitzuch Rabbeisim Le'itim. How come there is Shirul Chodosh, there is cheref Pifiyas? The Rebbe explains there is two periods in Yemos HaMashiach. In the first period, there will be Take Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Yemos HaMashiach Al Shivud Malchus Bilvad, which means in the first period, they will need the Cheref, but later on, we won't need. The same thing is true, just like there's two periods, there's two levels of the Yidden. There's some Yidden that come from the level as in Tanya from Erev Rav, they still need the level of Cherev. Those people who are come from Sitra de Gedushe, Lord of the Tevera, the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, they won't need the Cherev at all. Let's look inside. Hinei begula hasida yir beklolus. In the future redemption, generally speaking, will be Beis Madregas. These two levels will be Bizman, which means two periods. That's the Gam Benefesh, but also in soul, there are two different levels of people. And the Rebbe is going to say in both of them. In the level of nefesh and people, the l'amei ha'oretz, to the regular people, oy, these amei ha'oretz are called k'meshekosu be'yegeres ha'kodesh le'erev rav. That is the mixture, the multiple mixture that came out with the Yidden of Mitzrayim. Their people, they will need the sword. And also, this is in the sword, in soul, in nefesh. Also in the beginning, in time, and in the beginning of the Geula, by all Yidden, not only this higher level of Yidden, but not only by the Ame Ha'oretz, by all Yidden, at that time is not going to be yet the refined time. We're going to need a cheref. There's no difference between now and the days of Mashiach, only that we're not going to be enslaved to the governments. We're going to be our own child, but there's nothing going to change. We're going to need a sword because there's still going to be challenges at that time. So that's Amei Ha'oretz in general. And in the first period in time. But then when we talk about Tamidei Chachomim, not the Amei Ha'oretz, not the Erev Rav, Ukum Eshekosu B'Igeres HaKodesh, and it says, Li Yisroel She'enum Erev Rav, Yidden that don't come from the Erev Rav. And that's, B'Achach Yikei B'Chlal, then it's going to be not only for those Yidden that don't come from the Erev Rav, it's going to be for all Klal Yisroel. Asher Esruch HaTum Avim Min Ha'oretz, it'll remove the spirit of Tumah from the land. They're not going to need any more the sword at all. Then they're going to cut their swords into plowshares. But that's going to be A, for the people that don't need it, that they don't come from the aid of Rav, and B, in the second period of the Mesa Mashiach. That's what the Pasuk says. They still have their exaltness of Hashem in their throat, but they still have that sort. Even though he's talking about the future to come, as we proved it, like he says in the beginning of the Mizmor, Shiru LaHashem Shir Chodosh. We're talking about a Shir Chodosh. And we're also saying, Tilos Bikal Chasidim from the Medrash, Chasidim is LaOsid Lovei. Ukenal. In the beginning of the time of the Geula, you'll still need these weapons. You're going to talk about the exaltness of Hashem in your throat. It'll be a great time of Mashiach, of Lasi Lavoi, but they're still going to need a war. The Fecheret Lasis Nekom HaGoyim, to take revenge in the negativity, in the Ra, the Goyim. Sheyu Oida Goyim, it'll be Koydim Shiz Baru Lov the Shechamecha, before they are sorted out, to all work for Hashem with one shoulder. And that's negativity from the outside, but there's also within the person. Magam al derech hamvur v'kutei Torah, also similar to explain l'kutei Torah al-posik, kol goyim svavuni, all nations surrounded me. So all the nations, only negativity of the goyim, the outside. No, the inner goy. Shu goy ha shebekirbecho, haguv ha-nefesh ha-bahamis. Your body, your animal soul, that's the inner nations that need to be still put into place. And you're going to need, the Yidden are going to need still the avoida with the sword of two mouths in their hand to control in the beginning of this man of the Geula, when there's Ein Bein Mesas Mashiach Lelom Hazeh Shul Malchis. But then when the complete Geula, then they will cut their swords into plowshares. And one nation, a goyel goy, will not battle, not raise a sword. Then the spirit of impurity I will remove from the land. And I'll give peace in the land. Aidei sar sholim, through the sar of peace, David Melech HaMashiach, David the King Mashiach, the Geula Hasida, the future redemption, b'meirav yameinu, very speedily in our days.